Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christ us through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we
Boy, while Americans are kneeling and protesting the national anthem and the flag, in Hong Kong, the protesters are waving the American flag. And I'm very worried that they may be in grave jeopardy today. Mike Gonzalez is a senior fellow at the Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Mike, are we actually getting video out of Hong Kong, out of the airport today? I saw a bunch of still shots pop up in news coverage, but I'm not sure what to believe.
What I had heard is that I'm seeing on TV, he said the demonstrators are back at the airport, have shut it down, actually. Seems to be an escalation from the government of the PRC, the People's Republic of China, which is communist, and in rules Hong Kong indirectly, but rules Hong Kong. They are calling these demonstrations acts of terrorism, and they are, I don't know if I should substantiate it by I should talk about it, but I have seen footage on social media of some kind of mobilization of Chinese forces, but that's just been on social media, and I guess it was mentioned on the radio and on TV this morning as well. Yeah. But
I've seen the same pictures, and I'm always wary. Are these real? Are these from some other conflict?
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
But the situation is tense. Let's put it this way.
Yeah, and the airport's closed for the second day in a row.
Yeah, and that's one of the busiest airports in the world. I lived in Hong Kong for 8 years. Mm. It's a lovely place. It's very advanced. It's a it's exceptional. Hong Kong, natural rights, which is the foundations of our democracy and our freedoms, natural rights are respected in Hong Kong. I mean, there is freedom of speech, there's freedom of conscience, there's the right to property, and yet it's not a democracy. People, the government does not need to seek the consent of the governed. The chief executive is appointed by China indirectly, but appointed by China. And this is what the problem is, because the current chief executive, Carrie Lam, she has made a few very big blunders. One of them being a law that would allow Hong Kong people to be extradited to China, and that's what has caused this whole thing. And she's made these blunders because she has no real connection to the people of Hong Kong. She has no way of taking their temperature, of knowing what they're thinking.
And Carrie Lam is a puppet of mainland China, or is there some autonomy in the way this is
done? No, there is autonomy, not as much as China promised, but there is autonomy. I hesitate to call her a puppet. You know, I feel bad for her. You know, she's made mistakes, and she's to blame. She owns the blame for a lot of this, but I'm sure that she acted. I hope she acted with the best interest of Hong Kong in mind. She just made a big mistake.
Yeah. The extradition law seems to have been the catalyst for most of these protests. Were there other things that the people of Hong Kong would say were slow encroachments from mainland China into the freedom that they were used to?
Yeah, many things. You know, people have been kidnapped and taken across the border by China. They all of a sudden disappeared and found in mainland China in a prison. China is not allowing Hong Kong the limited degree of democracy that it had promised. China is, China is a dictatorship. China is a dictatorship. You know, natural rights are not respected in China. You cannot worship God the way you want to in China.
So is that one of the issues? Is a religious?
No, but the issue is that that Hong Kong in 30 years will be wholly returned to China.
Right.
The deal that was worked out in the 80s was that there would be one country, two systems. the Hong Kong's rights and freedoms would be respected for 50 years after they hand over to China in 1997. The kids demonstrating today are kids, you know, in their early 20s. They're going to be there in 30 years. They don't want to. And the hope that China will reform in those 30 years and will become free looks dimmer and dimmer by the moment.
Yeah. So Chinese media is reporting that the protesters are asking for self-destruction. And then I've heard a few reports that objective leaders in Hong Kong fear that they're nearing a point of no return when it comes to the Chinese mainland government saying, hey, we're tired of this. And it sure seems that way. Do you envision, I hate to even say this, do you envision a slaughter of individuals or mass incarceration? What do you think happens next?
I sure hope not. I mean, incarceration, I think, is more likely than a massacre, such as took place in Tiananmen Square. I was in Hong Kong in 89 when it happened, and I tell you, it was horrific. But you know, the demonstrators should really refrain from violence. I understand their frustration. I understand that they think that polite marching is no longer sufficient. But they, you know, they should not be destroying property. They should not be doing the things they're doing either. So restraint on both sides is what needs to be encouraged.
What has the U.S. government said, either publicly or behind the scenes here, you think?
Well, McConnell, you know, the majority leader in the Senate, has said that that crushing the demonstrations would be too much. Would be that China should really not do this. Vice President Mike Pence has met with protest leaders. On the other hand, President Trump called what's happening in Hong Kong a riot, which is a significant word because it would tend to legitimize then a tough response by the PRC.
It doesn't sound like support for the protesters.
Right. So, but he's only done it once. Vice President Mike Pence has been very supportive of the demonstrators. The whole Senate, this is a bipartisan issue. All Republicans and Democrats have been very good in urging China to use restraint.
And real quick, there's a lot of press in Hong Kong. I assume they're still there. So do we have a pretty good chance of knowing what happens, when it happens, and the truth instead of having it obscured?
I was a journalist in Hong Kong. My last job in journalism was editor of the Wall Street Journal's editorial page in Hong Kong, the Asian Wall Street Journal. There is press, but you know, at the same time, there was a foreign journalist, a British journalist, who was sent packing, Victor Malle, because he was a vice president of the Foreign Correspondents Club, and he hosted a luncheon talk by a fellow who is for Hong Kong independence. And he was punished, and that never happened under the Brits.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I appreciate you joining us. And of course, we will continue to watch what's happening and pray that it works out without devastation.
Yeah, and I like your analogy with Colin Kaepernick. I mean, if there's a bigger sign that we signify freedom around the world, is those protesters singing the national anthem.
Yeah, embracing us. We should take that to heart. Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.